I mean, it's pretty rad. You guys are in a leadership role. You get to pour into a lot of people's lives. Who currently are your guys' mentors, or what are you turning to fill your cups as far as learning, growing, leadership, you know, people that you want to model your lives after?
Yeah, I think that's like a challenge right now. That's something that's been on the discussion of, you know, like growing up in the shops, it was easy to look at, like when you're working nights, that person that trained you to look up to them and kind of model yourself after, or even after franchising, of having this incredible resource of all your best friends have the same job as you. And you could find people throughout the entire company where you're like, I want to be like them. I want to be like her. I want to be like him. And to have that surrounded, but as in this role of kind of creating something brand new, I've been really using books and podcasts, using that as my mentor, like even outside of the company, reading books on people who've been a business coach in other realms, you know. And I think currently that's been like a massive inspiration for me, you know.
No, that's good though. I mean, I think with all these new ideas, we kind of do probably need to be looking outside of the company a bit to draw inspiration and learn from their mistakes and their successes.
I think to add to it, you know, I remember Trav talking about it once at like a region meeting a couple of years ago, but you know, the idea of mentorship in so many people's minds is like saying to someone, hey, I want you to be my mentor. Can we get breakfast every Monday? And you kind of like tell me how to live my life. Like, and which would be sweet, you know, to go to someone who like has lived an excellent life and get those answers. But you know, mentorship so many times is starts out as looking at someone that you admire and want to be like, and just mimicking and mirroring like what they're doing in their life, how they parent, how they are, you know, husband or wife, and how they do business, how they carry themselves. And I think it's been cool moving to HQ, where, you know, in Arizona, it was cool to be seeing that in like Caleb, because he's definitely an amazing human being and someone that I look up to.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that.
But then, you know, you come out here and
there's a lot of good Calebs around.
Yeah, totally. But you see like Brian Maxwell and like Mike Dennis, those guys, the way they carry themselves. It's like, I just see how they talk about their family and I'm like, dang, I like that is really, really cool. Like I want to be like that. And so I think mentorship for us sometimes right now is like doing that. Mm-hmm. Just looking at people that we want to be like.
And I think we also have a huge advantage that we're some of the only people that are at HQ and also in the field every single month. And so we have incredible leaders at HQ that we all look up to and that we model and that pour into us. But we also have roughly 15 to 20 franchisees that each of us see every single month. And each one of them, whether they know it or not, are mentoring us in ways. There are people that, you know, I've had conversations with that I've told them, hey, you know, I'd love to continue to learn from you, and I hope you know that I'm like looking up to you as a mentor and things like that. And we have, you know, conversations on our own outside of the coaching meetings and things like that, where it's just life coaching and stuff. But there's also a lot of people that may not know it, but I look at them as a mentor when I'm spending time with them. So
yeah, and I think it is like this group that we're surrounded by, like I look up to each one of these, you know, these people incredibly, and I've used each one of them as a resource to help model myself after them, of how their rapport with franchisees or their rapport with HQ. And I think that's been a boost, like only doing this 2 months to get me caught up quickly, and they've set an amazing path so far.
I think for me, like obviously I've never run a franchise or an operation. And so I'm here to help coach people that are. And what's been rad is that through my experiences at HQ, I've actually spent time with every single one of my operators and new co-franchisees that I have. I've spent time with them before they're in these seats. And so I think relationships have really helped a lot. But honestly, like the risks that they're willing to take with deals or whatever, and learning how to do organize like their back end stuff or how to organize their leadership. I think is all of my people have been my mentors in a way because I'm learning with them how to do this. And I'm just trying to like take everything I can from them. Like honestly getting Charles here and having his regional experience coming in and working with him has been a huge blessing for me because I've never been a regional before. So that was something that's been super huge. And I think just like what these guys have already said, like I'm just trying to like take and glean off of everybody that I'm around at all times. From anybody at HQ, anybody in the field, any of my friends, any of these guys right here, like I just want to learn every day, and I see that I have so much growth to do, and it's going to be forever that I'm going to be growing. But in all honesty, like I steal their ideas and their thoughts like as much as I possibly can because they're all the people I spend my time with have a crazy amount of value to me if I choose to like see it. And luckily, I'm just surrounded with amazing people that allow me just to learn every single day.
And I think that's just a strong testament to the team that Lance and HQ has put together. Because I could literally look to my left and right here, and all these people are my mentors, honestly. Like, I'll reach out to any of them at any point in time just to pick their brain because they've all been through so much with the company. And I know for me, being in Oregon, one of my favorite parts about my region is I'm surrounded by franchisees who have been in the game a long time, and they carry a lot of wisdom. And so, especially living back in Albany again, being able to hang out with Aaron Eastman a lot. I mean, he's the guy who hired me a long time ago. And so being able to pick his brain about stuff and just get a whole new perspective, it's just super helpful. And I just think we're all so blessed to just have a long list of mentors that we could just name right now.
Well, it's cool. It's like, even with me, like I started a few years ago. And before that, you know, I was just a kid just like you guys, and I was going to school, didn't really want to do, but then I got hired by Mason Smith. So I took Mason and Brant as my main mentors, but then as I grew within the company, I found Lance and Ian and Triggy and everybody out of HQ. So I think it's cool that we all kind of shared the same experience where, like, we all have mentors within the company because the company is just a big, like, mixing pot of just all mm-hmm. these diverse people.
I think a big one for me is actually my parents. They both coach around the world. They coach people in different countries and stuff. And they're a more of like spiritual coach. And but they also help them grow their own like businesses really through that. And they're helping really mold leaders everywhere. And so I get together with them all the time. They actually live in Idaho now, which they just moved out like about a little over a year ago. And there's something that I've learned from them that I think is super valuable is asking really good questions and helping. I think just being a leader a lot of times is listening and hearing what people have to say, but also doing that through questions. And I think that a lot of times we might think that we know the right answer, but there's wisdom in helping people find the answer for themselves and maybe leading them to that answer because it's a self-discovery. And the retention of something that is self-discovered is astronomically higher than you telling someone how to get there. So I think a big thing that I've learned from them as I meet up with them all the time and we talk about life and stuff. And, I think that was a huge thing that, that helped me to get where I'm at, honestly. And I think that, that's a huge part of just growing as a person. Another thing, and obviously we have all of us here and we all have different people. I think, the one thing that we naturally look at the things that we really, really want and we find those in people. And I think there's also the hard part for me, I think, is finding the things that I really suck at and going out of my way to find those people and getting uncomfortable and asking questions and spending time with people that I don't really know. That's a hard one for me. And I think that's a challenge for sure. Especially being on the road and stuff where it's like, you really have to make time to grow. And it has to be intentional, but it's not an option, you know?
I like that. Ask questions. I, I really appreciate it when somebody will just tell me straight up, like, you know, I don't really know. You know, rather than try to give me just some, like, oh, here's an answer because I feel like I should have to have an answer. You know, I like it when somebody's, like, honest enough to be like, you know, I think, like, maybe this, but I couldn't tell you with certainty, so don't take that with anything more than a grain of salt. We should probably be wrapping pretty soon. I love you guys, but I don't want to keep you. You got a lot of coaching to do. But maybe this is a good one for Lance. Just what do you look for in hiring a coach, and where do you see our coaching department going in, like, the next 5 years?
The first thing I look for is, where are we deficient, or where is an area that we could strengthen? And just try and find someone that fills that void or complements the team really well. At the end of the day, I look for character and heart and passion. Like, I want somebody who's passionate about seeing people achieve their dreams and their potential and seeing people accomplish what they never thought they could. And obviously, Dutch Bros experience is massive. Like, you don't really know this culture until you've been in it and you've been fully immersed in it. I would say that full combination is, like, the right recipe to have a rad business coach. And as far as the future goes in the next 5 years, I see us at least adding a few more coaches, probably on both sides, the new operator trainers and business coaches. And it's going to be wild. And I want the team to be fully involved in who we pick, and we're scouting all the time. So I'm challenging all you guys. You're always being interviewed. But yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, we're just looking for people with the right mindset and the attitude of, we want to see other people succeed, and we want to see other people that are better than us, like, carry on our legacy.
Guys, what advice would you give to our young baristas who are hungry, wanting to learn, but, and, like, some of them might want to make DB their career? Like, what advice could you guys give to them?
I'll give them a little piece of advice that I was given. I had told a franchisee kind of what I wanted to do with Dutch Bros. It was a few years back, and was just kind of picking their brain, and he told me a little piece of advice that I'll never forget and that I still use today. And he said that he believes I can do anything I want, but the key is to be patient and persistent.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten that. And I think with anything, whether it's with Dutch Bros or if you have a passion outside of Dutch Bros, it's not going to happen overnight. You got to be patient with it, and you got to be super persistent. And always be asking yourself, what could I do now? What could I do now? Mm-hmm. Don't get content and don't get complacent, and just keep pressing forward.
Yeah, I would say another piece of that is just diligence, you know? Yeah. The only position that I've ever applied for at Dutch Bros was when I first applied to be a Broista. Every other position has been offered to me. And I think it's putting your nose to the grindstone and working your butt off and trying your best to serve everyone around you. And that speaks the most out of anything you could possibly do.
Yeah.
Like, you've just got to work your butt off to make sure that everyone's taken care of, customers and crew, and when you do that, the doors open up.
I love that. And Ryan, what you said, it's the long game. Like, we're in a marathon, it's not a sprint, is huge. But my favorite single word of advice to give to broistas or managers or anybody is consistency. Consistency is everything. People want to know who you are every single day, and they want to see you execute that every single day. So in this marathon, like, we always look at these people that are outstanding, and I like to think of the people that I look up to, or I'm sure all of you could think of people that you look up to, and I guarantee most of these successful people are consistent every single day. You know who you're going to get when you approach them, when you talk with them, whether it's a crazy stressful situation or super mellow, like hanging out at the warehouse or whatever. You know who you're going to get. They're always executing. They're always passionate. They're always hungry for more and being the best. And you never catch them on those off days. Not to say that anybody's perfect. Everybody, you know, everybody has times where they're working on stuff, as they should be. But they're really, really, really consistent in their character and their drive and their passion.
Yeah, one thing I would say too, just looking at this group right in front of me, something that I see that's common with everybody is, at one point you guys saw some kind of opportunity that meant getting out of your comfort zone, moving to, like, a whole new area. with that faith and that love for the company to see it as this is a real growth potential. And I feel like I could excel and learn so much. You guys all took it. Maybe that too, just not being stuck in your tracks and complacent and afraid to move. Yeah, I'm looking at Ren. She's bounced around. She's killed it.
Yeah. No, I think a big thing for me, and it's just piggybacking off what Mark just said, is the desire and the choice to just want to learn every day. Every position I've switched into here at HQ or in the stand or following the flex out to Ontario, I just desired to learn. Like, I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. Like, I could learn a lot if I did that. And I just would go do it. And what's cool about that is that we have these checklists that you guys all know about to become an operator. 3 years experience, 1 year management, the credit score, the savings, we have all that. But there's a point where if you achieve it after 3 years, you might be like, oh, but now I'm going to become an operator. And if you hit that wall to where it takes a while to become one, you could all of a sudden just kind of burn out and just give up on it. But if you choose learning throughout the process and say 10 years from now you don't get that opportunity, you're going to be able to go and do something else even greater, and you're going to be so thankful for your time here because you got to learn a ton.
A couple of us just went to San Jose for Tony Robbins. He was talking about how there's people who are great. Then there's people who are excellent. To be excellent, you have to be better than people who are really good. And you might be one of these people who are really, really good at working at a shop, or you're really, really good with people, but are you excellent? And so if you're excellent, you step up to that next challenge and you take advantage of it. You're a wheel, you know, and you really got to mold yourself to be great in all these categories. It's really easy to focus on, oh, I'm really good at this. It's like, I think we need to focus on a lot of stuff to become a better person. If you really, really, really want to have an opportunity, I think that's where you get management or maybe regional manager because you're excellent, right? And the thing is everyone's good. And then there's outstanding. And he talks about the 2-millimeter rule. And the 2-millimeter rule is literally not a huge step above that. It's just that one little teeny little thing. It's that one choice every day to be better than the excellent. And that's where you get into the place that you can't imagine becoming. And that's how you get there. And he refers to Michael Phelps, yeah. And it's just he just expects way more than everyone else. I'd love to hear what Ren has to say about that.
Yeah, I was going to say it too. I thought you were
She
about
likes
to
Michael
out.
Phelps. I'm interested to hear.
Speedo.
Kind of just to touch on what Ian was saying and just having some humility and humbling yourself a bit and really challenging yourself to see where you sit personally, but also challenging your leaders and asking them where you can get better, I think is huge. I think sometimes we have this vision of like where we want to be and what's next, and I don't think any of us here thought we would be in this spot, in this position, but really just working at it every day and reminding yourself of where you can get better, but challenging your leaders to help you with that and get you to that point, I think is huge.
And just real quick, to all the baristas out there who are striving to be in a management role but who aren't yet, just remember, like, you don't have to be in a management role to have a platform to make an impact. Mm-hmm. You guys can do it right now in the position that you're in. Don't think, like, oh, once I'm a manager, I'll be able to gather people. I'll be able to pour into people. Like, we've all been given that gift, and take advantage of it right now. Call out the gold in everybody you're around and just love on them and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for those that are in a position of management already, don't lose that desire to grow and learn, and you can always keep adding tools to your tool bag. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what's going to set you apart to reach that excellence or outstanding level.
I think a massive part of it is we have these mentors, and you learn all these amazing skills along the way. But the truth of the matter is to get you to that position that you want, it's already in there. You already have it. And each one of us has a different skill set. Everybody at HQ, every single franchisee in the company, every broista has that something that makes them them. Mm-hmm. And it's really doubling down on that and letting go of the belief that you're not good enough or I don't deserve that. And I think that kind of goes along with our question with the mentorship. it's easy to get in the space of, well, I'm not like them though. Well, good. Yeah. Like, you're you, and everyone in the company is waiting for you to get here because we need you. And so to have that confidence of being the best version of you, right? Like, we joke around with this group that we're like the Avengers, right? We have the Hulk, we have Captain America, but, right, we don't need two Hulks.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, find that power in you that makes you you, and let it shine.
Every one of us on this earth is craving that David and Goliath moment, and we want to be David, right? But I think oftentimes we forget about David's upbringing. He was a shepherd boy. His job was to herd his sheep, right? He had to fend them from bears and fend them from lions. That was before the David and Goliath moment. That journey and being who he was really good with the slingshot, right? It wasn't a sword. It wasn't what was normal. And so the moment comes, right? People are giving him like shields and like armor and like a sword, and it's like freaking falling off him, and it's like heavy, and he's just like, okay, like, but he has confidence. He's like, I will have the strength because of the bears and the lions, and I know that I can do this because of the journey, right? And the thing is with all that stuff on, he's like, that was like, people were giving him like, hey, you need this, you need that. And he's like, no, dude, like, I can't have everyone else's stuff. Like, I need my slingshot because that's who I am, right? So he takes all this stuff off. Propaganda said, don't be a JV version of someone else, be the varsity version of you. And I think that stands that true in this story where he rose to the occasion because he knew who he was and he had the confidence because of the journey. And I think oftentimes we want that moment, but the thing is we're on the sideline. You know, we're in battle, but we're not David in that moment because we didn't focus on the journey.
If you're patient, you will grow. And I feel like when people fail, they're like, that's it. Like, I'm not going to be that shift lead. I'm not going to be that assistant. Like, mm-hmm. That person did it. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So I feel like what you guys just talked about was patience, but also taking action. Mm-hmm. Learning how to grow and like being aware of your situation.
It's also all gratitude.
Absolutely.
I mean, it blows my mind every single day at what all of us get to do. Whether you're a broista or a manager, operator, coach, HQ, it doesn't matter. You're a maintenance dude at a shop. It doesn't matter what you do. We all have such a blessed life. We get to listen to rock and roll. We get to love on customers every single day. We get to pour into each other. Our primary focus is pouring into each other and growing people and growing our communities, and not the bottom dollar.
Yeah.
It's not about profit margins. It's not about the sales. It's literally all people and all love. Mm-hmm. And we each get to wake up every single day and be pumped on what we do. We don't wake up and go, oh my God, it's Monday. Like, I am just already counting down to the second when Friday hits and I can be done for the week. Like, we are just so blessed at what we get to do. And so staying grateful will keep you hungry because you won't get complacent, because this isn't what a lot of people get to do.
One word that sums up all of it, and that's faith. It's like knowing that you're going to have to be patient through all the circumstances, that you're going to go through trials, that you're going to be knocked down, that you're going to be thrown through the storm, even things that are out of your control, but knowing and having faith that all things are going to work out. And as long as I keep that mentality, you're going to win. I think faith is like the most important ingredient to living a successful life. Because if you have faith at the end of the day that everything that you're going through, whether good or bad, is refining you and making you stronger so that you can achieve your potential, then you're going to be successful.
Most people think of faith as jumping into like the darkness. Like, I'm jumping into like the absolute unknown that is so uncomfortable. Like, I just gotta take a leap and do it. But really, faith, like in the truest sense of the word, is stepping towards what you know is right, and what stepping like towards the light.
That's cool.
And when you think of it like that, it's not this world of unknown. It's this hope of what you don't know. You know, it's not the fear of the unknown. It's this hope of the unknown. And when it's, so then it becomes mindset of like, okay, what is my future? Is it light and amazing, or is it full of fear and darkness? You know, like if I'm so unknown, I don't want to go into it, or do I see it being so incredible? And I think it's kind of like changes your perspective.
Life is so ever changing. And I look at all you guys, and I know like 5 years ago, none of you were like, oh, I want to be a business coach, because it didn't exist. So I think it's just cool to always be able to adapt. But like you said, Charles, go towards what you feel is right. And I know you guys had all had different paths and probably a different idea where you might end up at this point. But I think with all of your stick-to-itiveness and faith, you are lovely coaches, and I'm just honored to have been able to share all this with you guys. Dutch Nation, we hope that you get a little something out of it. ABI, always being interviewed. Look out. Come on now. Shine. Don't be afraid of that, you know. Embrace that. Thanks, gang. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, Shane. Thanks,
Thanks guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Peace out.